What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Here's some fun on the high seas. Party in an early freight cruise ship passenger went into acrylic glass panel on a water slide, shattered as he zipped along it. The icon of the seas guest, who was not identified, did require medical attention.
Yeah, but he did.
And had to go to the, I guess, ship hospital. Mm-hmm. He is in stable condition. They did not disclose the severity of his injuries. Apparently, this was the bottom of the slide.
Yeah.
Which is clear, and you can look below.
You can look below, and the people below can look up and see you zipping through.
The problem is you're about 18 feet, depending on where you are on that slide, to 20 to 5 feet off the ground. Uh-huh. When he broke that panel, he crashed through.
So, and you're not always over water on those things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said, did the person fall out? Someone asked. Oh, yeah, he fell out. The water slide was shut down for the rest of the cruise for the investigation. Our question, at what point did you realize you might need medical attention? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Marvel. Welcome to the men's room.
It's Marvel.
Or Marvel.
Marvel.
Yeah. Mm.
I like your ice cream cakes.
So funny. Anyways, when I was 22, I was on a snowboarding trip with a bunch of friends, and we were out backcountry snowboarding. And I was out, and I got stuck in a tree well, went to go jump myself out, thought everything was cool, and my foot comes out, and my board is still buried below the snow, and I rotate all the way around on one leg.
Oh.
Snowboard all, yeah, gets better. They get ready to call the Rangers. I finally come down because I was in a whiteout. And go home, go to work the same day. I'm like, my leg hurts. I just twisted it. Go for 2 months skateboarding, snowboarding, going and everything. And finally, I went to the doctor. The doctor was like, hey, your kneecap isn't supposed to move like this. Then he was like, hey, go get an x-ray and everything. They're like, yeah, you shouldn't be able to walk. Like, my leg was holding on by, like, literally a sinew for my ACL.
Wow. And then what do they do to repair that? Is it a surgery or let's put it in a brace or what?
No, it's a full reconstructive surgery. At first, they thought it was just, they can go in arthroscopic and just the two holes in the side of your leg and go and repair it that way. No, they had to cut my knee open, resculpt my knee, like the joint itself, and basically rebuild my leg.
You know, when they talk about resculpting, and I hear that in the medical world a lot, I wonder, would they also be good at whittling? Would they be good with clay? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the human body where if you F this up, it's obvious. So, like, if you went to a pottery class, I'd like to think you could nail this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I give you a knife and a piece of wood, you could create something cool, right? You could do that?
I think.
In theory.
I mean, you're sculpting a bone, man. And like I said, if you F that up, it's very problematic for the person. I'd like to think, all right, man, carve me an owl out of that piece of wood.
Is Marvel gone?
Marvel is gone.
Marvel, if you're still listening, I have a question. Do you smell it like Marvel? M-A-R-V-E-L?
I mean, that's the way it's up there. And look, if that's the case,
well,
don't get mad at us. That's
how Marvel smells. No, I'm curious. So, like,
to me, it's
Marvel. So, I was just...
If it's Marvel, I would think, this is me.
Two L's and
A? M-A-R-V-E-L-L-E.
And that's Marvel.
It's like Danielle versus Daniel.
Correct.
I know you're Danielle.
Correct.
But if you spell your name like Daniel, but your name is Danielle... That's fine. So don't have attitude about it.
Or can you modify your own name?
Well, it's also like,
so I could be like Myles.
Right. And so I don't spell like
you could
Myles.
Be Steve E. Stevie.
Stevie. Well, we have
Stevie.
Andrea that calls every once in a while. But she spells it like Andrea. Now, she's very cool about it. But it's like, why would your parents do that? That's stupid. Yeah. Like, just spell it with an O.
He could be Mikey.
Huh?
You know?
Like Nike.
You can just do whatever you want.
To
you say, hey, Mike, how are you? No, it's Mikey.
Hello.
It's Mikey. Not Mikey.
It's Steve.
I'm Saint Eve.
You're Steve. Yes. Or right. Saint Eve.
Saint Eve.
Saint Eve.
There you go.
It's not Steve.
That's how it's pronounced.
It's Esteban.
Esteban.
I'm Millis.
Yeah.
Millis.
But parents can do that. Parents spell your name. So like I said, Andrea, who calls? It's spelled Andrea. So she has to correct everyone because your parents chose to spell it
yeah,
in a way that everybody already says. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, it's Andrea. And you go like, well, why do you spell it? And for her, it's like, I did not come up with the spelling. My parents came up with the spelling, and then they have to pass it down to her. Andrea.
See, this is the thing. Your parents give you your name.
Yeah.
You don't have that. So you don't have the choice to pick your name.
Or how to pronounce it.
Correct, correct.
That's the issue.
So I play golf with a lot of people who are not originally from the United States.
Sure.
But they have United States names.
Yeah.
So I play, you know, this is Doug, this is Paul, and this is Dave.
Right.
That's not the real name. They just picked an American name.
Because everyone messed up
their name. Because it's, right.
It's a lot easier.
Well, you don't want to get made fun of it. So I always talk to, I went to grade school with a guy who went by Jeremy, and then we get to high school. He's like, my name's Trocon. But our grade school was pretty much all white kids. And he's like, I just didn't want to hear it.
Right.
But okay. Then the song Jeremy came out. Right
then Jeremy came out. See, and he was like, I should have called it Trocon.
I want to pick my world travel name. So if I go anywhere else, I get a different name.
Well, I was Steven Tyler in Costa Rica. Yeah. That's just hooked up with someone.
I was thinking Fernando. That's where I'm stuck on right now.
Right. But like for thrills, his name's Steve. So I would think in Mexico, they probably call you Esteban.
You know, but what's funny
some of them might.
When you go to Mexico, and this is the way it works in other countries. So. I go to Mexico, I go there a lot.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
They call me Steve. They will tell me, hey, if you were born in Mexico, you'd be Esteban. I'm like, I know that. But they call me Steve because that's my name. Similarly, I've met Estebans there, which I know translates to Steve, but I don't call them Steve. I call them Esteban because that's their name. Because everyone will tell you, hey, like, I think Ivan, if you were in Russia, Ivan, I believe, is the equivalent of John, right?
Yeah.
But you don't call him John. They're like, I understand they're quote unquote the same name, but I'm Ivan. I'm not John. There's a couple of those like that. Like Jose. We know it's Joe, but they're like, but that's not my name. My name's Jose. I don't know if they have a Joseph. Because they always say it's Joe, but Joe typically comes from Joseph. But they're like, yo, man, Jose's just Jose.
Well, like recently I met a Russian guy and he was like pronouncing his name. And I was like, Yevgeny, no worries. And he's like, how do you know? And I was like, I know a few Russians and Ukrainian for some reason. Yevgeny is a very popular name.
It is. And what is it like? Mateo, I believe, is Matthew.
Correct.
And Matthias in Germany would be Matthew. But if they introduce themselves that way, I'm not going to go, hey, Matty boy. They're like, man, it's Matthias, you son of a, right?
Well, and like some people, especially if you come from another country, like India or Pakistan, or sometimes like the names are just hard. Like they just know Americans aren't going to get it right.
Right.
So you just pick like a standard American name, like you were saying, like John.
Just make it easy, man. Well, I got a buddy who he is second generation U.S., but his dad is quote unquote off the boat Indian, right? And he's like, my actual birth last name is about 487 letters long. There's maybe three syllables in the whole thing, and he'll tell me what it is. And even after he says it, I'm like, there's no way. He's like, right. And my father figured this out, man. So he said the way we could identify that someone was trying to reach out to us, you know, restaurant, hospital, whatever. Mr. Rama. It's like, that's us.
Right here.
It's like, right. You think it halfway through the first syllable. It's like, that is us.
It's like my wisdom teeth story.
What's that?
So I'm in the waiting room. I'm the only white guy. And they come out and they go, Mr. Smith. Three people stand up. And she just goes, Edward. I was like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. She just based it on the room. Like, all right, they're all named Smith.
That means she's looking at the first name. It's like,
right. And then I got in there, and I kid you not.
You are not Jaquan.
Right. He goes, Mr. Smith of Dr. Smith. I was like,
Jesus
all right.
Christ.